El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't do any of that shit. I mostly just do this show. Joining me today, he is one of the funniest comics working in Los Angeles or anywhere in the country for that matter. He's a good friend of the show. He's been on a bunch of times before. If you get a chance, you should check out his album Dead Weight on iTunes. It's super funny. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Waite. Also joining me, he is also one of the funniest comics working in Los Angeles. I'm not talking about myself this week like I was last week, but I am also one of the funniest comics working in Los Angeles. But this time, I'm talking about the other guy who's here all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. It's going to be a great show. Hey, the clock is running.
Hey.
That means we're recording.
Hi.
How fucking neat is that?
It's pretty neat.
I agree.
Oh, shit.
You got busted.
Well, I can't remember, like, before. Every podcast is different, where if you just start talking and they're like, we didn't introduce our guest yet. And then you're like, a fucking asshole, so I didn't know.
We do professional recordings of our introductions.
No, we're pretty casual. Yeah.
So there's a pre-intro?
Oh, yeah. People already know you're on the show.
Oh, all right.
I say it in the... We have that whole intro. There's music over it. It's really swinging.
He's like, I've never listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I don't listen to any... Well, that's not true. I mean, I listen to, like, learning podcasts.
There it is. That's how you get smart.
Yeah, you know, the Radio Labs and the Freakonomics.
There
and
it
the
is. Yeah.
Malcolm Gladwell's.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I bet we're funnier than Malcolm Gladwell.
I love though. When people are like, do you listen to... And then they just do a bunch... Do you listen to Hardcore History? Do you listen to all these? And I'm like, no, I'm a dumb guy. I'm not very smart.
I just don't have time. I only listen to my... And also, my podcast is the best, so...
I get it.
I listen to that.
When I'm like trapped in a car or an airplane, that's when I will bone up on some podcasts.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, Malcolm Gladwell tried to snake a joke in there every once in a while. It's never good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You allow it.
We can't all be comics.
No.
We can, though. Fuck you, Malcolm Gladwell.
Oh!
He has a nice afro, though. You got to give him that.
He does.
Right.
He does. So, Dave, wait. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, just battling the inclement weather of Los Angeles.
It's been a rough winter.
Yeah, it's been rough. We got some rain sometimes.
Yeah.
It's the amount of rain that is out there right now, when I lived in the Midwest, it would never even fade. I'd be like, all right.
What life is like out here.
Yeah, but here it's like, ooh, man.
Yeah, this is...
There's always that thought where I'm like, maybe I'll just flake.
Yeah, you're like, I could die if I go out on the streets today.
Yeah.
Well, the city isn't built for it, so everything floods, and then all the palm fronds, whatever, the palm fronds.
It's like Jurassic Park, like shit's falling on stuff, and like...
The road eats people, you know, the sinkhole that, you know, you probably covered that on the podcast, the sinkhole.
Oh,
the
yeah. Yeah, we did talk about that. That was nuts.
Yeah, it's like L.A. so can't handle like any sort of inclement weather. Like it's built to be like, it's perfect out here, right? Great. Gentle drizzle, 30 people died.
Yeah.
It's built for earthquakes. That's where they're like, we got to put the money behind the earthquake protection and then everything else we're going to let slide.
I just got renter's insurance. And when I was signing up for it, I kept looking for earthquake coverage and it wasn't in there. And then they just like secretly sent me this really low key looking letter that's just like, hey, also you can have earthquake insurance. Like they didn't want me to know.
Separate.
The one thing? Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost the only thing I need.
Although here I feel like, your earthquake, you're protected, right?
Yeah, but like if studio shit gets knocked around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you know what?
Jess's nose ring gets torn out
something. Oh, no. Jesus.
We don't want any of that.
Pushpin storm.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Oh, also Jeff's here. Gross.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah, they do. How have you been? We haven't recorded since Sunday.
Yeah, it's been too long.
I haven't seen
it's
you.
Been too long.
Forever.
I haven't seen Dave in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
you look good.
Thanks, dog.
You look good. You've been working out? You've been hitting the gym?
Still doing the one-year Dave thing, you know?
You look good.
I appreciate it.
What's this week's one-year Dave thing?
Well, it's monthly, but I'm supposed to walk every day for an hour without my phone, and that's been hard.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't really...
So you're stuck with nature?
Well, it's just that I can't keep good track of, like, when I'm out there walking without my, I have no idea, like, what an hour is.
I feel like, I feel like without your phone, though, there should be, like, a thing where you could be like, well, I can have it in my pocket, but I can't use it.
Yeah, I mean, when I when I go for a walk, I'm not, like, texting people, you know?
Yeah, the without your phone part seems restrictive.
What's gonna, was it made of sugar? Like, it's not going to bother your exercise.
I guess it's your phone. The idea, because my friend came up, my buddy, I let my buddy Tom Brady, well, he used to be called Tom Brady, and he changed his name to Tom Takar, because his name was Tom fucking Brady, and he's a comedian. So he eventually, after the last Super Bowl, he was like, all right, you win, Tom Brady.
That's what it took?
Yeah.
After the 15th year of winning Super Bowls? Yeah. Finally, he's like, all right.
That would be great. Like, if my name was Jerry Rice or something, I'd stick with it.
Jer?
Comedian Jerry Rice.
That explains why there's all those dudes that have, like, comedian.
Yeah.
It's like...
Comedian John Smith.
Quincy Jones is the only one that I'm like, I get why you put comedian in front
of
me.
But it is that thing where if he ever was in, like, you know, I mean, he wants to be on TV, so you would have to change it slightly because you can't... That's why there's Michael J. Fox and, you know, all those people. You know, you can't have the exact same name as someone.
Yeah, we got two Mark Wahlbergs running around out there.
No thanks.
Other Mark Wahlberg's all right. He's a nice enough dude. He's a nice enough guy. Yeah.
I met a guy recently. He did the standard. I did a show. I got off stage, and the guy comes up and talks to me while there's still people on the stage. So I'm trying to be like, polite. But then he goes, "My name's Barry Waite," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm Dave Waite." You know, so I'm like, he's got me a little bit intrigued because there's another Waite. That's not the most common last name, so I'm like, "All right." He goes, "My son's name's Dave Waite," and I'm like, "Okay, well,
and I'm your dad."
He goes, "Yeah, my son was trying to get a website." Now I'm like, "Oh shit, why?" He goes, "My son's an artist." Now I'm worried about this other. All other version of me. Like, now I got to hope that this guy doesn't make it.
Yeah, you know I mean? For sure.
And then he showed me some of his work, and I was like, oh, maybe he will. I don't know, but it's hard in the art game. The art game is way harder than the comedy game, let's be honest.
Yeah, there's a dude in the Hobbit movie named Adam Brown.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to have to find him.
But you're Adam Todd Brown.
Yeah.
You were proactive.
Yeah. I was way out in front of my boring-ass name problem.
Yeah, not me. Hero that prevented a school shooting, professional hockey player. Those are the two. But I'm now the number one Google search.
So
that bit is now dead. I used to do a bit about how the number one Jeff May was a hero that prevented a school shooting, and I had to explain that I wasn't him.
You know what? Your name's Jess.
Jess McDonald.
There's probably a lot of those.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of those. Scotland. Yeah.
Do we need do you want us to
regulate?
Take a couple out?
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, I battled some other Jeff Mays.
They were children, Jeff.
They were children, on Twitter. There's like an at Jeff May and that, and they're like, there are people that continuously at Jeff May that are like, give me your account name. And I'm like, I feel like I should have it if anybody has it here.
Nice. So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about stuff.
Talking about luxury products.
You like luxury?
How do you feel about luxury, Dave Waite?
Well, you know, I mean, that's the whole reason you reduce rich people's taxes so they can buy more luxury
items. They need luxury,
which they buy more yachts, and then that provides more yacht building jobs, and then that spurs the economy. I think we all know how that works.
Yeah.
Our whole economy
trickle down economics.
Yeah, it's based on rich people being able to buy fancy watches, and then more watchmakers, you know, make a living.
Yeah. Or one watchmaker makes a watch better living.
Or a $13,000 cell phone. Did you see that on the notes? There's a company called Vertu. They sell a $13,000 Android phone.
It's a droid, huh?
If the screen would never crack, you might have me interested.
it better never crack for $13,000.
You know, you could get like a Ford Focus for that. Like
yeah, you really could.
You could hook up your your phone. Yeah, car. You know,
you put sync
Bluetooth.
It has sync technology.
That's the word.
Yeah, it's got an alligator skin case.
I want a picture of that alligator they killed. Yeah. I want to know some hillbilly wrestled him out of the goddamn swamp.
It's one of those arm-biting alligators that made it out,
I caught your gator.
Death rolled some hillbilly's arm off, yeah.
It features brushed and polished grade 5 titanium sides, a hardened black ceramic pillow. What the fuck does that even mean?
Nobody knows.
Okay. The touchscreen is formed from a single piece of 130-carat sapphire crystal for a precision high-definition and virtually scratch-proof surface.
Virtually.
Until you drop it. Until and then it breaks like it any anyway, other yeah. phone. And the kicker for me is it features Android Lollipop, which was the version of Android's operating system that came out in 2014. Yeah, there have been two other updates since then.
I don't, I'm surprised you're well-versed in the Android game.
Oh, I just looked in.
You looked it up.
I'm a Droid guy.
Yeah, I use an Android. Are you an iPhone guy?
Yeah.
Jess?
iPhone.
Droid.
Oh. Crazy.
Knife fight, you guys.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
It's a fair fight.
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Do you have a concierge service?
Yeah, it also comes with a 12-month subscription to a concierge service, which if you're rich, you don't need that. If you can afford a $13,000 cell phone,
you have an assistant.
The world is your concierge service.
Right.
Like, people are just doing shit for you.
Yeah, that's luxury is a little silly when you look at it this way.
I mean, a concierge service is like, I mean, now we have Google, but I guess that's those people used to be like a real life Google.
They knew where to eat, yeah.
Right.
You would go and be like, where do I need to eat?
Yeah, they were the Yelp.
Yeah.
Like a concierge, he was the Yelp of a hotel.
They were like the Siri.
Yeah. But even then, they were probably getting paid by the restaurants to send people their way, while good restaurants were like, fuck you.
I think there's like wasn't there like a movie guy? It was a concierge and he was wheeling and dealing. I can't remember. That's got to be a character in a movie.
Yeah, it does actually sound familiar.
If not, you should write a movie about that.
The concierge. Is there a movie called The Concierge?
No, but let's there was like out. A.
It was probably some spy.
It seems like a Jim Belushi movie, but I know it wasn't. I know Jim Belushi, he had that one where he got somebody's folio fax. Remember that? That was the big thing. It was like your phone was all on like a fucking notebook.
Was it For Love or Money with Michael J. Fox?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox is a concierge
at a luxurious hotel, saving money to make his own business. Is that even how that sentence should go?
Right, like he would get concert tickets and trade them for basketball. He was like wheeling and dealing.
Oh, fucking Michael!
It's like
J.
that guy
Fox.
That traded a paperclip for a house after all things were done.
Yeah, I remember that.
One was good.
I wonder if you could recreate
that now.
One
red paperclip?
Yeah.
I read that guy's book. He had a hustle.
Yeah.
That's a good move. You can only do that once.
That was quite a hustle.
Yeah. Yeah, would somebody get like a Corbin Burnson walk-on L.A. Law or some shit like that? Because he's like a snow globe. I remember the part where it was a rare snow globe that he got. And Corbin Burnson collects snow globes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, it was on the show Psych. He was on Psych.
Yeah, and it was
And
like,
I watched that show and I did... After I read that book and then I would watch episodes, I'd always see there'd be like a snow globe in there. Like he would bring one and like snake it in there. You know?
Corbin Burnson was on Psych?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
The dad, right?
He was the dad.
Oh, nice.
It's a great show that I never watched.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
A lot of Morrissey and Smith references.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah. There was like, I think one episode.
A lot of Mexican writers on that staff?
I just think there was just a ton of references to, it was like, it was real like alt comedy in terms of how many references were every episode.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'll watch it sometimes.
Hey,
what's the most you would pay for a USB cable, Jeff?
$5 at 7-Eleven, probably.
Dave, what's the most you'd pay for one?
I don't really know the value street.
How about $190?
What?
Seems like a good
deal.
Just
cable. It's just USB cable. Also from Vertu. They make it. It's a USB 2.0, which again, that's the shitty USB. There's USB 3.0 now, which is faster and better.
Faster and more furious.
Yes.
But maybe this company, they just did this stuff to get people to talk about it, and hence you're talking about it, and now you're eating the snake.
See, that's the thing. They've been around for a long time, and they keep getting sold. It used to be a company that Nokia owned, and now Nokia sold them a couple years ago, and now... Well, some Turkish company just bought them. So people are buying this shit.
Well, here's why.
I just don't know why.
I can tell you exactly why. And Raquel and I were talking about this as I was doing research. And she has friends that are millionaires. And they don't give a fuck about how much something costs. Like, cost literally means nothing. Like she was hanging out with, I don't want to name drop or do whatever, but the lady that invented Poopery.
Oh,
they were out shopping together. And this, she liked a pair of shoes, so she got them in every color. And they were like an $850 pair of shoes. Like, they were out shopping, and she's like, oh, aren't these great? And Raquel's like, I don't think you understand what I can't afford.
Yeah.
But it's a tenth of these, one pair of shoe.
Like, but I feel like that, there are a lot of rich people that are money conscious.
But having something rare. Yeah. Because
that's how they became rich.
For sure. Well, not all of them.
But, like, people that maybe are new with the money or, like, a little bit, like...
Nouveau riche.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so what you see in a situation like this, though, is people would rather have something rare, unique, or they just don't care how much it costs. $190 to somebody crazy rich is the same as $15. You know, like, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah. But even then, wouldn't you feel like you're just being taken advantage of?
They don't care. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but it's just, it's literally, I mean, just, I know, not
obviously
caring.
They don't care, or this company wouldn't still exist, but it's just hard to wrap your head around.
Sometimes it's also the image of what you have.
But nobody gives a fuck about, nobody's coming over your place like, oh, look at that USB. if it took them all the way to that point to see your USB, and there wasn't like a fucking fish tank or like a fountain in your house or some dope ass shit, like some painting on the wall. It's the USB cord that gets them hard.
See my USB cord?
Jealous.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Have you seen this cord? Look what it does. It charges my stuff 13% faster.
I mean, the phone, at least the phone makes sense that it's out in public, you know.
Yeah.
It's but nobody, people just think you got a fancy case, you know. Yeah. Nobody's going to know it's a $13,000 phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, it's also like when people get like a Rolex watch and you're like, I mean, sure. But like,
well, the difference is a Rolex isn't like a legitimately good watch. Yeah.
But what's that mean?
But with these things, like especially this phone, it's got that shitty, like this is like a prepaid phone basically on the inside. It's got an old ass operating system. It's not even going to run half the apps you want to use.
Which is
like, why?
A Rolex is like, hey, I have a...
It's a step. It's the only reason you have a Rolex
I'm
is
rich.
To show you
have
If I die at the bottom of the ocean, my watch will still be working.
But that's fine. But it's the same exact idea of just like, you shouldn't care. It's not more practical to own it than it is anything else. It doesn't, it's not better than a calculator watch. It's just a, it's a fucking, it's an expensive watch. It's
I've been toying with the idea of getting like, I just got to find the right website because I'm like, I'm thinking about getting like watches made and selling them at my show just because it's something different.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. Yeah,
like a Casio, like a...
Just like, you know, just one of those plastic watch, you know. Like
yeah, that'd be awesome.
Look like a Swatch watch or something and have some Dave Waite logo on it.
We are going to steal that idea.
You should. I it doesn't seem as easy to find, to get the watch stuff as it is like t-shirts and pins and other
stuff.
Yeah. Would you do like an obnoxious weight pun?
No,
or would you just?
I would
like,
just try to get some of the artwork I had, like for my album, maybe just the album cover and be the face of the watch,
the skull cover.
Yeah,
that would be smart.
It's a great piece of art.
I was thinking of doing starter jackets for Unpops, and then we went to that Portugal the Man show last week, and they had starter jackets.
What?
And I'm gonna find out where they got.
Yeah,
them.
Maybe we should look into that.
Yeah, we should get some starter jackets.
Yeah,
luxury starter jackets. Right?
$13,000 starter jackets.
I feel it.
So Virtu phones. Nobody's using this shit except rich people, I guess.
It is crazy that when you see people that have crazy money, like what they spend their money on and how they just... Like, wouldn't it be amazing to never worry about where you eat? To, like, never think about it when you're like, I might shit when the bill comes. And to just never think about
that. I mean, I just
that.
Live my life like that. I mean, I'm not going to, like, fancy restaurants, but I do kind of live my life like a maniac sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm pretty tight. I don't know. I go back and forth.
I bought a toy off the internet for $60, and I almost died doing it. And Raquel's like, you've earned it. You've worked your ass
now,
off.
Who is Raquel?
That's my girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend, dog?
Oh, yeah. It's going on. She's a co-host of a couple of the episodes. Yeah, about a year.
Tight, dude.
But and she's like, you've earned it. You know what? Why bother doing things if you're not going to treat yourself every once in a while? And I still think about the fact that I paid $60 for a He-Man action figure.
That's a kid. Weird.
Still in the package. It was one of my favorite toys as a kid. I loved it. Got that Modulok unpunched card. Like, to me, that was so, it was like crazy. And then $60, and I'm like, well, I guess I have to work another 12 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I always put stuff into like how 12 many.
12 hours? What are you doing?
I'm making hyperbolic statements. No, but it's like the idea of like when I think of stuff in how many hours I have to work.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever compare that to like what things are to how much you make me, and like, oh, if I buy this, it's this many hours that I worked. Like, I can't not think of anything that way.
Yeah. What? I just realized her hair was real long. You know, I was so hung up on your socks when I first came in here. I didn't realize that you had like who was the lady that she the guy
Lady Godiva?
That no, one? No, the guy climbed up her hair.
Rapunzel, that
yeah.
too.
Rapunzel, yeah.
I Reputa.
How long you been growing that sword?
I mean, I cut it a couple days ago.
Really?
I got like 5 inches off it a couple days
ago. It's long though.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like a whip in a kung fu movie.
Yeah. That's the goal.
If we could smoke in here, I'd have you use it to like whip me cigarettes or something. That would be fun.
That's right. When did you start growing it that long?
I stopped really cutting it when I was in like sixth grade.
Were
or
you
something.
Pentecostal? Is that why?
No.
See, that's the question I asked. I was like, God damn it, are you some sort of Christian?
No. Nope.
Hair is her religion.
Yeah. That's cool.
She's like, I'm a hardcore Satanist. Are you gonna donate that hair to cancer kids?
I tried to donate it once and they didn't want it, so I haven't tried again since.
Why would they not want it?
I don't know. They didn't want my hair. They didn't like it. I don't know what it
Probably
was.
They saw
what
that
a bunch of stuck up fucking
they
cancer
saw that
kids.
Infected ass nostril, and they were like, we don't know like what's going on in this DNA right now.
What's that tattoo of?
It says
I already know these guys. So
I know, but we already talked about this one. It says I'm not crying on Sundays. This one says let the sun shine in. I've got a few others.
Did you cry on Sundays a lot before?
No, it's from a song.
Oh,
yeah.
What song?
Same Love or Secrets. One is by Macklemore and one's by Mary Lambert. Yeah, it's a good song. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
It's the best reaction.
Hey, well, you're young. You get a tattoo. You don't know what you're doing.
I knew what I was doing.
I got a tattoo at a tattoo convention.
See, he didn't know what he was doing either.
I was 29.
What's the tattoo of? He-Man?
Close. It's the powder keg for that.
Oh yeah,
for what? From the
it's like a Looney Tunes thing, but it's
Roadrunner.
Yeah. That's
I know
that's
some
part,
stuff.
Do you have any tattoos?
Nah.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I just realized that I look like if I think back to the person I once was, I'm like, that guy was fucking dope. You know? I wouldn't want that guy infecting what I'm doing. I mean, he has, you know. I mean, I don't know why I'm talking about myself in third person, you know, but there is a distance over time of the person you once were and the person you are now that I don't want a constant reminder of some moment in time of whatever that asshole thought was a good idea.
Yeah.
22-year-old Dave.
Yeah.
I thought about getting a tattoo of my own face on my arm once.
Yeah.
Because I read that this NBA player had his own face tattooed on his arm, and I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. And then another article came out, and they were like, no, it's his dad.
Even and better was, that you would.
And I was like, oh, well, now I definitely need to do it.
You should do that.
It would be funny, just write.
We should have
me.
The fans donate to get
there should
that
be a,
done.
I want it to be a picture of me looking in the same direction that I would be looking at someone if looking at the tattoo. So it's like I'm looking at him and then the tattoo's looking at him.
You didn't want to do one where you and the tattoo end up looking at each other. So like you're looking, you're looking down at your shoulder and he's looking up at you angled up. Like a Brady,
that's not
like,
a bad idea.
Like the Brady Bunch beginning.
Put it on my chest.
Yeah, just have... Just have nine Adam Todd's Brown on your chest, just looking at each other and having a good time. Alice
I like
in
that
the
you
middle.
Made Todd the plural in Adam Todd's Brown.
Just a bunch of Todds.
A bunch of Todds. A-T-Z.
Sup, bro?
I got the most New England douchebag tattoo you could get, though, which is the my like family crest.
Oh, yeah.
With I my, thought it was
you
just
Frank Turner?
A leprechaun beating up a black guy.
Mark Wahlberg beating up an Asian.
Yeah, that was the Red Sox mascot for like 4 years in the 60s. No, but it was like, and it's May in Old English, but it looks like initials. Because, you know, my name is three letters, so it's fucking, everyone's like, what are those, your initials? I'm like, yep, it's Jeff. It's a family name. M is silence. The whole thing.
Oh. What luxury product should we talk about? Probably the one I have pulled up right
How about
on
this
the screen.
Stupid ass thing.
Yeah, this is one of the worst ones on the list. It's a MacBook Pro. It's $7,500. What's a MacBook normally run? Like $3,500?
Yeah, about $3,200 to $3,700. Yeah.
Okay. So this MacBook Pro, the only different thing about it is that it looks like it was cut from a block of marble.
Yeah.
And they only made 10 of them. They were $7,500. They sold out immediately. But here's the thing. It's just a skin, like a laptop skin, but they apply it themselves and it looks like marble. So this is a $4,000 laptop sticker.
I bet these were all sent to the same neighborhood in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, probably, or the Middle East.
Yeah, well, that's the same neighborhood in Beverly Hills. Like, it's just like there's like the wealthiest people in the world. Like the Sultan of Brunei owns the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh yeah.
And then outside of there, you just have this like massive amount of wealth, and they've owned it for so long. So it's like the very 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 high Persian and Arab community right in that big chunk of that like sort of like midpoint in Beverly Hills before you get to the actual like Bel Air area.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Where's Bel Air? I don't even know if I've ever been over that deep.
Bel Air is
where the Fresh Prince lives.
I know.
Bel Air is like this tiny little gated area in Beverly Hills that you go up, and it's sort of like it's the hillsy part of Beverly Hills.
Isn't that where the Starline Tour takes you?
The Starline tours do take you there, yeah.
They take you past my apartment too, and I don't know why.
They go everywhere.
I wonder if it's the Fight Club thing, because there's a scene in Fight Club that was filmed here, and it's an exterior shot. So you can actually see, like, if you look up from where you walk up to the building, there's a
Fight Club is up there.
Fight Club is happening up there right now.
You guys want to do a Fight Club?
Jess? You want to do a Fight Club?
Maybe.
You and Jeff fight?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
That's not fair.
You could probably choke him with that hair.
Okay, then maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I watched a lot of 70s kung fu movies, and I know a braid like that can cause damage to somebody in a fight.
Yeah. It's like a Komodo dragon's tail.
But it could also cause damage to me if somebody else grabbed onto it. So, like, it's a double-edged sword.
That's why
I'm going to need you to be more positive about how this fight's going
to
go.
I used to have
bumming me out.
I used to have to wear a clip-on tie when I was a bouncer, and I thought it was the dumbest thing. And then they were like, you want to wear a noose around your neck in a place where you have to break up fights? And I was like, oh, that makes sense. And I had a guy try to hit me, and he just grabbed the tie to pull, and it just fell backwards. And then a cop just, like, dragged him out. Like, I'm going to need that tie, though.
Nice.
Best $9 at Sears I ever spent, baby.
How many other $9 at Sears have you ever spent?
Probably spent a lot of $9 at Sears.
Yeah. I like Sears.
Tie clearance. I mean, when the clearance is hit.
And you know there's never going to be anyone there but like 800-year-old people. And then if you're under 100, you're like the hottest fucking thing in Sears.
Damn right. It's a good escalator place if you need to ride the escalator.
Great escalators.
Yeah, they always used to have like if like the video games were sold out everywhere, Sears would always be like, no one comes here.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
Sears. Just go through the service merchandise catalog or you go to Sears. You ain't getting this at Sears though.
This laptop. No. See, my thing, even when I see someone just using a regular MacBook Pro, I'm like, Jesus Christ, high roller. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, right.
That's an expensive computer. This computer, I use it every fucking day for everything I do, and it costs like $400. And I can't imagine if I had a MacBook Pro that things would run that much smoother. Like $3,000 smoother? Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you'd have to like have a job where you need the processing power of it, and you need to protect your file. Because they're secure, right? They're like crazy secure.
Yeah.
But like,
Jess, you have a MacBook?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa!
Wow!
So she saved all that money from haircuts. So she saved them all up so she could get back.
No, it was a gift for getting into college.
Oh, yeah. You see,
was
that
a struggle?
It was a bit of a surprise, I guess.
She did it. Where'd you go?
Eastern Connecticut State University.
ECSU. What?
Yeah,
what?
Yep.
So, what about luxury weed? Anyone smoking that luxury weed? No,
I don't smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
There's a couple, luxury weed is a big thing now, and there's a couple different versions. There's one called Club M that personally to me seems like kind of a good deal.
The M is for weed. Do you smoke weed, Dave? Ever?
Sometimes I fuck around.
You like to partake.
I like the vape pens, you know? It's there, like a real chilled sort of thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
This Club M, I found this on an article about ridiculously expensive marijuana products, but it's not that expensive. It's a monthly thing for $97, which if you smoke weed regularly, you're spending $97 on weed. It's not.
You refer to it as smoke weed regularly instead of.
Yeah, smoke weed
regularly.
Good one.
Tight.
Oh, what was that?
What?
What was that?
Smoke weed every day.
No, I don't like it anymore.
Oh,
but this box, it's actually a good deal. It's $97 a month. They have $1,000 box, but that's just a one-time thing. And even that's a good deal. So I don't know why this shit is getting talked about as being that ridiculously expensive. It just looks nice, I think. It comes in a...
Looks like cedar. Is there cedar in
there? Yeah, there's two versions. You can either get it in this fancy box, or you can get it in a nice leather purse, if you're a douchebag who wants to carry a man purse around town.
Now, if I was, like, rich, I would maybe get that $1,000 box of weed, because if you got, like, a party and you open it up, yeah, everybody's going to be like, this is cool.
And it's got some expensive, like, it's got, like, a $300 vaporizer in it and all this shit, so.
Is that a thing of hot sauce?
Yeah.
Weed hot sauce?
Marijuana hot sauce. Mm. I'm into that. But you'd have
My mouth is burning and I dry, you know. It's like a real.
This hurts, but I don't care that much.
But with edibles, you have to you'd have to put a lot of hot sauce on your food for that to get you high, I would think.
It might be just a real high content, though.
Oh, yeah. Could be. So Club M, I think, is fine. But now there's this luxury weed line called Bebo that just came out. There was an event in Los Angeles. Sharon Stone and Orlando Bloom were there.
Of course they were.
Of course, yeah.
Those two are inseparable, you know.
What do you think they had to pay for them to show up? Do you think they got paid to show up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they, sure. They must have.
They must invest in the company.
Or they
probably.
Yeah, or they gave them a taste of the company. Yeah.
Surprised Ashton Kutcher wasn't there. He's got his fingers in everything now.
Yeah, he's investing in everything. But the thing about Bebo, they sell two products. One are these things called pastilles, which I barely know what they are. They look like little pieces of candy. They have barely any weed in them. They're $25. That's fine. $25 is not bad. But they also have this $60 vaporizer, which right off the bat, it's got a tag hanging off it that says drugs. And that's just the kind of hipster bullshit I hate.
It's also like, you want to, I mean, we're just, you know, and now the different administration, you want to downplay the idea that it's even drugs. You know what I mean?
It says medicine on it.
Just like the same way, like, what's the... dabs. I'm like, y'all gonna ruin it for everybody.
Getting all sciencey with
it. We don't need a fucking blowtorch. You know, one of your asses, some rich asshole is gonna blow himself up, and then they'll be like, we can't have weed again.
You ever done a dab?
No, I'm sure it's fucking dope, but whatevs.
The first time I did a dab was the first time in a long time where I legitimately felt like I had gotten too high. Uh-huh. And I was just like, uh-oh, this is bad. But I was at a weed festival, so I didn't have much choice. And
I mean, you always have a choice.
Yeah.
Oh, you just dare programmed him right now. I saw Walt Jr. From
from Breaking Bad.
That kid knows more about weed than anybody I've ever met. And he smokes it for
every day?
Muscular dystrophy. Smokes weed multiple times every day. And he was just like explaining all the things, like when he smokes different things, because it was at a comic convention in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And he was like one of the guests of honor, and he took out a dab and he's just like, this is the shit right here. I'm like, how'd you get that onto an airplane? He's like, look at me. He's like, I just walk on, and people are like, oh, it's that guy. He has I forget what it's muscular dystrophy or cerebral palsy. Yeah, cerebral palsy, and he smokes weed.
I saw a thing today. They just developed a marijuana nasal spray for babies that are having seizures, and there's a bunch of examples, and there's these kids having seizures, and they just fucking give them this squirt and it stops within 20 seconds.
Or cool babies.
Well, cool babies don't have seizures because they're smoking up all day.
Well, that's why I'm saying that's you know, you get either a seizure baby or a super cool baby that wants get a little spray.
You want a little party baby so it keeps its MS in check on its own.
Well, sunglasses, baby.
You don't know it has any diseases till it's like 8.
One of those cool greeting card babies. You see doing cool stuff.
They always do the coolest stuff. So this fucking Bebo company, this vaporizer they sell, it's $60, which again doesn't seem that much, but it's intended to be used one time, which is a bunch of bullshit. And the type of weed they put in it, it's called high CBD weed. And the way they sell it here is it's intentionally engineered for social consumption. Well, what that means is it's not going to get you high, because high CBD weed is like taking a pain pill. It's not psychoactive at all. And then they put just a little bit of THC in it. So it's not going to get you high. It's good for one use, and it's $60. And it's exactly the kind of bullshit rich people will snatch up. There's an episode of Weeds about this, where she starts packaging up single grams of weed in little designer boxes and selling them for $500 a gram. And people snatch it up, which would probably work here too.
Yeah. People spend a lot of money on weed out here.
Yeah. We should just buy boxes and start selling weed. Artisan weed.
There it is.
Hand curated small batch artisan weed.
You're in. You're complicit.
Yeah. What? Part of that now. You're an investor. Thank you, Dave.
All right. I'll invest.
It was in the terms
of. How much money you got? What do you got?
$20.
Give me your wallet. I'll take it.
It was in the end user license agreement you signed before we started recording.
Ooh. I love those.
Jess, do you smoke weed? No one here smokes weed but me?
No, I do sometimes.
Okay, good.
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's just...
Always, sometimes, never.
Jeff doesn't like to party.
I'm sorry, I'm not cool.
No, yeah. You're not.
I get it.
You know who would smoke weed? Your He-Man. That was dumb. Can we make this all in?
No, that's it. No, that's it. The whole thing.
That's going to be the whole podcast. Was that joke on a loop?
Yeah. I have a debilitating action figure addiction, but... No weed.
So yeah, don't buy luxury marijuana. We are blowing through this.
Yeah, we are really getting through it, huh?
We're going to have to get to some comments after we talk about a $10,000 toilet. Would you spend 10 grand on a toilet?
Man, if it cleaned your ass real good, I'd probably be on board.
This one not only cleans your ass real good, it cleans itself real good.
That's not bad at all.
All right. Now you got me. I don't like the way it looks, though. It looks fucking dumb.
It's like an airplane toilet.
It looks like a garbage can.
Or like in The Sims.
Yeah.
It definitely looks like it's from The Sims.
Yeah. But it apparently saves. I like that when they're talking about all the things it does, the first caveat is assuming a healthy digestive system. That's not going to be me.
Well, if you're dropping 13 grand on a toilet, you probably have a pretty good digestive tract going on.
Yeah. This toilet, it's $10,200. It's called the Toto NeoRest 750H. And there was one office that installed them, went 4 weeks without having to clean the toilet. To stop buildup, there are mists of acidic electrolyzed water rinse the bowl, and then...
Gatorade?
There's zirconium in the glaze, which is activated by an underlid UV light, which breaks down any stuck-on gunk, and that means shit.
I would feel super guilty about shitting in that thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd feel weird. It would feel like shitting on a car that you bought.
Yeah.
It's just... Like, I'd be like, I'm going to wreck this with it. I'm going to...
It's... Yeah, but it looks like it would be a treat to sit on.
It looks fun.
I mean, I want to shit in this thing.
Does it have a bidet?
It does have a bidet. It has all the things. It cleans you up, and it cleans itself up. And it's...
You ever use a bidet?
I have not, but Vanessa Gritton has one. She got it off Amazon. I want to order one.
Might want one. You ever use one?
Nah, I think I'd be interested.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jess?
Jess, you ever?
Nope.
Let's get a bidet for the next podcast, and that'll just be the podcast.
Somebody says when you got fuck, if you fuck with that, you got to get one that like warms up the water, or really fuck you. It'll fuck you up.
I'll take a cold hose.
You want a cold hose right to your tank?
Fine with it. Yeah. Lets me know stuff's getting done. Closes the pores. From what I mean.
A cold hose, and that's what Jeff wants.
Yeah, I'm down with a bidet. I'd be down with.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've never.
It's like other countries are. Are we just like savages, or is it the toilet paper industry just got a real grip on us? Or
I don't know.
We're deep in the pockets of big toilet.
I don't know why. Like other kind, you know. And then there's always like some scene in a movie where some asshole fucking doesn't know what it is. You know,
tries drinking out of it or something.
Yeah,
like shoots him in the chest
or tries to take a dump in on it.
Yeah,
where they have like the separate one, like in Europe, right? Where they have the toilet and then they have the bidet next to it. Yeah.
Because then it works like an assembly line where one person can get up from shitting and then sit on the bidet and you can sit right down while they're cleaning up.
That's what you want. You want to be sitting right next to somebody while they're taking a dump.
Cartoon factory music playing in the background. It's like womp, 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 womp.
Yeah, that always kills me when I'm at like a bathroom where it doesn't like perfectly lock, but it's also not the kind of bathroom that shouldn't have a door lock. Like where there's like a toilet and a urinal, and it's like, well, I'm not going to use this while someone's shitting. Like, why?
Yeah, it's weird. When we were in St. Louis, we went into a place that had two tandem toilets.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just two toilets next to each other. No border, no lot, no nothing, no wall. Just you open the door and choose your Choose Your Own Adventure.
I took the most raucous shit at that show in St. Louis. Oh, man. And then when I got there, was a girl waiting right when I got out.
Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Thank you for coming to the show. Yeah.
You'll see her never.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a fan. Like, it's somebody that came to see us perform.
Oh, was somebody to see y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was someone who was there. Oh,
that's different. Yeah, that's a different. That's why you need to have the private dump room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that beer and coffee bar didn't get our rider.
We need a separate bathroom.
Yeah. Separate bathroom. That's the one thing. If you ever get any juice, you just got to have a separate bathroom, you know?
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
Like Chuck Berry.
They went to Chuck Berry's bathroom.
Didn't James Brown do that too?
Probably.
Or no, he like beat someone up for using his bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, someone used his private bathroom.
He shot like a hole in the ceiling or some shit.
Yeah, that was like one of his last arrests started because someone used his bathroom and he just wigged the fuck out and like started shooting. Wow. And
that was a high speed police chase.
Yeah, it was a big ass police chase. The whole bit.
You think you could still? Can you still just be like a crazy celebrity now, or is it over? Is it over?
I think there's a couple. There's a couple that will make the shift. I think.
Yeah, I think you just have to.
Really, you gotta have an X level of talent plus an X level of crazy.
I thought Chappelle was on his way at one point.
Yeah,
like he rebounded really well because, like, around 2005 to 2007, I was like, he's gone off the rails. Like, that's it.
Yeah,
but he's not out there like doing like. He's not like getting arrested or mixing it up with the cops or, you know. But
like Cat Williams.
But Cat
Williams.
Oh, yeah, Cat Williams.
Cat Williams is like when he was driving that three-wheel motorcycle thing down the street. That was like real bonkers.
I'll run a bitch over. I like the video where he like got beat up by a high school kid.
Yeah, so great, right?
And it wasn't even like a sneak attack. He was just like, fight me. It knocked him the fuck out. I like Cat Williams.
Martin Lawrence could do that twist. You never know.
Martin Lawrence. Remember, he ran through traffic naked with
like
a gun.
Black comedian.
Black comedian. Sort of. Chris Tucker did his thing.
Chris Tucker, he just went bankrupt, you know. But yeah, everybody, I don't know what it is. If you're a black comedian, you're going to have a meltdown.
Do black people have it that hard in this country?
Maybe.
It's fine.
There's a conspiracy by a white man.
Keep an eye out on Kevin Hart. Like
I don't know if Kevin Hart's going to have a meltdown. I don't think so.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
He's too insulated. He's like the Mayweather of comedy.
Kevin Hart. You like Kevin Hart?
I respect Kevin Hart.
Oh, the respect card. I think he's funny. I think he's funny in movies.
I think he controls a crowd better than most. Like he knows his crowd, and he really gets the meaning out of it.
I thought Central Intelligence was really funny, and nobody believes me because the poster was dumb.
I haven't seen it. Oh, the poster of him and then The Rock behind him?
I don't know. People saw the previews of that, but it was funny.
Yeah.
The Rock's hilarious in it.
Yeah, I'll watch almost anything with The Rock.
I think The Rock is probably my, like, of all the greatest celebrities of all time, he's way up there.
You think The Rock has a Virtu cell phone?
No.
What kind of people are buying this shit, do you think? Because there's a difference. There's rich people, and then there's rich people who buy this.
The Rock
people
would just use, like, an iPad oil. As a phone.
Yeah, it's just regular. I think people that come that have oil money.
Yeah, yeah. That's usually when you see like $1 million laptop. It's usually a sultan who bought it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know how many Saudi princes there are?
I do not.
There's like over 100 Saudi princes out there just burning money. And they have more money than you could imagine. Like they have so much fuck you money. Like if you're like, you know, Kuwaiti or Arab and in that sort of situation, like the money is unfathomable. Those are those people that have those like mega yachts.
Yeah.
You know, like a yacht with like a smaller yacht docked in it in case they want to go to. That's fucked up.
In case they need to escape the Somali pirates.
Those are the people that, because they don't give a fuck. Like $13,000 is like, you know, that's Brewster's Millions spending right there. Mm. Like,
would you ever own a yacht if you could afford it?
Nah, man. Yeah. What's that thing about a boat? There's a saying, you got a boat.
Best day ever is the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
All right. That's the saying.
I've watched too many true crime shows.
I mean, eventually you're going to throw your wife overboard.
Yeah.
Well,
just a matter of time.
All the ones I've seen, there was a Power Rangers in theaters this week. There was a guy who used to be on the Power Rangers who robbed a couple for their boat, an elderly couple. And the way he killed them was he just wrapped a chain around them and threw them in the ocean alive and drowned them.
Was he one of the Power Rangers?
Not one of the original ones.
He wasn't one of the original ones.
Not a Mighty Morphin.
He just appeared on the show. The Power Rangers did try to save that couple.
I was like, what an awesome villain, huh?
Yeah, it was a really intense episode.
Yeah, it got really
very
dark.
Realistic. But that, yeah, that happens too much. People are like, oh, I want to buy your boat. Take me out for a ride.
Well, if you got a boat, you're doing coke. Let's be honest. There's just, it's goes hand in hand.
You're banging a young Russian.
You're out there. You're doing a bunch of coke. You're fucking loose. You're like, there ain't no rules on the water. So you're
You're
doing a couple bumps. Things get weird. Yeah. Things get heated. You know, somebody goes overboard.
Murder big pussy on there.
That's how Natalie Wood died. Remember that?
Yeah.
When Christopher Walken... wasn't he like a witness?
Yeah. At best, he was a witness.
Is that a way we say it?
If not an accomplice. Yeah, I saw a magazine cover. It was maybe like a year ago, and it said something like, why Natalie Wood never found true love. It's like her husband threw her off a boat, dipshit. That's why she never found true love.
Yeah, she thought she did until the very end.
She was like, so close.
He was going in for a hug.
Oh my God! Should we get to comments?
Yeah,
we should get to comments, shouldn't we?
Let's have a little comment party. What do you say?
I think we're gonna have a comment party.
Is this in reference to past episodes?
Yeah, we'll just
but only the ones you've been on.
No,
that's not true.
I mean, that'd be fine.
Here we go. You know, it's a big world out there.
Sure is.
It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter. I want you to know. That's not completely true. Fuck you too, Jeff.
What?
We call this segment Your Voice. Jeff was flipping me off.
It's not.
Jeff gave me the finger. We call this segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally.
We gotta send the
Jeff is a huge cuck.
Oh, Dave, no.
No, just read the comment.
Why would you do that?
It's just comment.
That's yeah, but you wrote the comment. I see it's right there.
Fade it out, Brett. All right.
From user Dirtbike Dad. I know that's you.
Let's read comments from... I'll make these bigger, so... This is last week's episode about movie remakes.
With Kyle Clark.
With Kyle Clark. How is this not a movie yet? Said, this is why I started my podcast, to talk about movie ideas that haven't been made into movies yet. Hey! No plugging your podcast in my goddamn comments section.
Edit that comment out, would you?
Yeah. Jess, could you edit that out? On the fly?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Are you going to do a podcast?
I don't know.
JazzCast. Let's do it.
And then edit it out. user 602156723 says, Warwick Davis was also in the movie Ashens and The Quest for the Game Child. Yeah, and he was Willow, too. He's in a bunch of things.
Yeah. There are not a lot of comments on that.
No, not on Kinect Pal. Everyone's going to sort of the unpops.
Or no, they're all, no. I mean, they are.
Yeah, they're not on SoundCloud.
They are all on Kinect Pal. So
what's Kinect Pal? Dude, I got to learn another thing. God damn it!
You're fine. You're fine.
You sure? What I want to connect with Pal?
You. It's a new. It's a friend. It's a friend app.
Oh, what the fuck is it?
It's our subscription site for the.
Yeah, it's
podcast.
where we sell our.
But is it for everybody? How does it work? Oh no. It took me forever to figure out how to put like the thing on me on the Snapchat where I had some girl just kept yelling at me. She was like, "Make your face a dog," and I was like, "I don't know how."
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You hold down your face, and
I figured it out eventually. It took me about 20 times.
It took me a while when I first started using Snapchat. I was dating a young girl. And she wanted me to use it.
You gotta stay hip.
You gotta figure it out then.
Yeah.
They don't talk to you any other way.
Yeah, I have friends that are like,
tell me and Jess communicate.
I don't have Snapchat.
You don't have Snapchat? You gotta get on there, kid.
I had it, but I deleted it. There wasn't enough room on my phone.
Oh, shit.
Well, you filled up by
all the dicks that were sent to you through Snapchat.
Well, you got a 4? What are you doing? You got?
I have a 5.
You got a 5?
Yeah.
You gotta delete some of those pictures of your cat.
Actually, that could be true.
Do you have a cat?
I nailed it.
Not here. Soon my cat will be here.
Your cat is in transit.
Will you bring it with you when we record?
I can.
Okay, good.
Where's your cat? It's going to be leash trained, so I really can.
It's Homeward Bound, the incredible journeying its way over there right now. She left it in Connecticut.
Where's your cat?
In Connecticut.
Why'd you leave it there?
I didn't have room in my car when I was driving.
Oh, you're fresh. Yeah, you fresh here?
Yeah.
That would seem creepy.
How long have you been here?
6 months tops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that cat's
dead. And then you land with this sweet podcasting gig?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
It was a long process she went through to get this.
The cat has to finish up its semester at Yale. And then
it does live in the same town as Yale.
All right, let's read some comments.
Professor Meowsworth? Oh, jeez. Anywho.
No, that's a good one.
It was a good
one. I liked it.
Gorlax says, holy shit, a Square One reference. Wonder if MathNet is going to get a gritty reboot. Need me some George Frankly getting too old for this shit. I don't know what any of those words mean.
That was like the nerdiest combination of things. I mean, Jeff probably got a little hard here in that.
It was my reference. It was me. I made a Square One TV. Do you remember Square One?
Square One, the thing they would show in school?
Well, it was on PBS. It was like after like...
what was
it? It was like a math-themed television. It was math themed, but it was like
maybe I remember
Sesame Street ish, but more for older kids.
I remember every day we had to watch like there was like a CNN that was just for school.
Oh, like Channel One. It was Channel One, like Whittle or whatever they called it. I remember that.
Cassandra Henderson.
I remember what's his my years. It was Anderson Cooper and Lisa Ling.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, that was.
You're getting bumped up. You're out of kids' news, Anderson.
I mean, that's what happened to a lot of them. They got their starts, and I think they were in college at the time.
Yeah.
And then they moved on. So that worked out well for Anderson Cooper, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Big Meek says, a little off topic from this podcast, as if Trump could ever be off topic for this podcast, but I got the day off work to go see Trump at the Knoxville Auditorium today. Woo! Yuck.
And that guy's a fan of your podcast?
Somehow.
That's how good we are. He still listens to the podcast. He likes me better than Trump. I'm going to run in 2020.
Yeah. Big Meek. What are you doing?
I just don't understand how people think
think he's all right.
Yes.
Like, what is that?
Like I all guess the cognitive. It's the word?
Cognitive dissonance.
Yes.
Dissonance, yeah.
Where you're so pot committed at this point.
Yeah.
You're just like, God damn, right? Yeah. If you admitted it, then everything you believed in would...
Yeah, me and this guy got in an argument in the comments about the punch Nazis thing.
Oh, yeah.
And he started quoting Bible scripture at me. It's like, you don't give a fuck about the Bible.
Yeah. Like, don't start doing that now. You vote for Trump, you hate the Bible.
Yeah. You quote Hitler at me, you motherfucker.
Go with your guy.
Don't try to...
Yeah, you backed a horse. You better hold that ticket. A lot of people loving Kyle Clark.
You know, yeah, Kyle Clark. Alex James says Kyle was a great guest. He should definitely come back. Funny and really pleasant to listen to. And also, Adrian A says Kyle was a solid guest. Bring him back for more. I agree. Kyle Clark was fantastic.
Always agree on that one. Yeah,
I was really happy to have him on the show.
What's that one about smoking?
Yeah,
Lauren Cucci.
Lauren C. Cucci says I smoked Capri Menthol 120s all through college. All my roommates that smoked Camels and Newports gave away more than they smoked. This is smart. My theory was no guy was going to try to take a girl back to his room on a Thursday night with a Capri hanging out of his mouth. For how expensive they are, they saved me multiple trips to the gas station a week.
Well, that's pretty slick thinking, Lauren.
Yeah, that is smart. Is that why you smoke Exalted Deers or whatever those cigarettes are called?
Golden Deers? No, it's because I'm poor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, Golden Deer.
They are only $4. That is why.
That is cheap.
Yeah.
You're almost at the Pall Mall. Pall Mall is the best of the worst cigarettes.
Yeah.
I mean, I smoke American Spirits when I'm not smoking these like shit stained of cigarettes.
You might as well just get some Grand Prix.
I lived with a great uncle who bought Pall Malls by the case, and he would leave them in his coffin freezer to like keep them fresh. You know, he'd buy cartons and cartons and cartons of them, and he would just hack and wheeze, and I was just like, please don't die while I live here. It was during college. I was like living for a semester in his place, and I'm like, just don't die when I live here. And he died like 3 weeks after I left. And I was like, thank God.
You were keeping him alive, bud.
That's it. That's my power.
Sam P. Drizzty, come on with that name, pal, says, do you think John Wick is actually Johnny Utah after his FBI career ended for letting Bodie go?
Durr, who gives a shit?
Whoa.
Dave, wait with them.
I don't
mean.
Know.
Did you like John Wick?
I love John Wick. I don't know why I got so. And I just was like, you know, with like dirt, you know, like there. Somebody was telling me an interesting thing. You ever seen that movie, The Conversation? It was like that 70s thriller.
I did not.
Gene Hackman's like a surveillance dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then people say he was in an enemy of the state. And then there's references back to that movie.
Oh, that's interesting.
Nice.
Like he might be the same character, person.
I liked Enemy of the State.
But he goes spoiler. Well, it came out in 75. Fuck you. He goes crazy at the end of that, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, but
he's crazy in Enemy of the State.
He's like, crazy in Enemy of the State.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, he's like. Because
at the end of the conversation, he's just like sitting in a room rocking back and forth. That's a great fucking movie.
So maybe I shouldn't have been so hard on this fella here.
Dave Waite making enemies.
Just like making nerds mad.
That's all right. It's fine.
Should we read some comments from the Monday show, Jeff?
You want to say, go for it.
What?
Yeah, go for it.
Do you say, John S. Thompson says, can we electrify the gay into the jag-off post-mortem? He's talking about the guy who invented ex-gay therapy.
Oh, yeah.
That just died that we made fun of. Terrence T. Stroud says, Jeff and Raquel were on point today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We worked out pretty well.
No.
Although the last episode, the Flight of the Navigator reference, she still doesn't hear that I said flight of before.
Well, here's the thing. You were clearly about to say it, and she just jumped in and said it.
Well, I was saying, like, it's on the podcast where I said flight, and then you said something where I stopped and let you finish, and then she said flight of the Navigator.
No, I think if you go back and listen, I didn't say anything. She just cut you off.
No, you had your thought, because I've listened to it multiple times, to try to shell her. I'm like, fucking, I said it first. Which I don't know why. We step on her jokes all the time, and then I usually reiterate a thing she says and basically steal her jokes anyway. I don't know why I'm so bent out of shape about it. I hit her a couple times over it.
Yeah, well.
Real funny, Jeff.
It's pretty good. Oh, yeah. How about Velociraptor?
Velociraptor. Hey, do you want to read it?
Yeah. Hey, Jeff and or Raquel. Bethany Hamilton was 13 when she lost her arm in that shark attack. She nearly died from blood loss and yet managed to return to surfing a month later. Just out of curiosity, what were you accomplishing at 13, Jeff?
Yanking his dick.
And then Chris Mastenbrook said keeping both his arms out of the mouths of sharks, probably.
That's a solid burn, Chris.
And then Idnex said probably ditto for Raquel as well. And then I just wrote, I accomplished your mom.
Well, that's solid. Good work, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a comedian.
You should be recognized for that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a good one.
That was a quality burn. All right, we should probably get out of here. We got to record another thing with Danny Fernandez in a few moments.
You mean next week?
You get what I mean.
The illusion has been broken.
Y'all pierced the veil. Everything's falling apart.
Oh, good.
Our web of lies is crumbling.
All right, let's get out of here. Dave Waite, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the Dave Waite rookie card, everybody.
Jess.
Is that an impersonation of me?
Don West.
All right.
Okay. Jess, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
It's Jimmy and Tan. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street.